Okay, it's 8:09 here on the morning show, and joining me is Mark Smith, CEO for Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Guys, it's been a long time since we sat here to visit.
Yeah, it has been.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I remember, I think the first time I was out here, my first week at the Chamber, and
we had you on the radio,
yeah. And I didn't have a clue what I was talking about, and here we are over a year later, and I still don't know what I'm talking about.
Because it's been you started in late
October 2nd
of 2016, right?
17. Yes.
Yeah.
No, 17. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I've been on sabbatical, so I have.
It's been an interesting year, obviously, at the Chamber, but my first year, and I've dealt with a lot of things I didn't know I was going to deal with, but I think the Chamber's doing well, and we're moving forward with a lot of things, and I'm really looking forward to this year being a new year, and we've got a really great staff in place now, and with Jennifer McCormick and Lori Clark we hired. Lori's been with us going on 7 months. And she's done an excellent job for us. And, of course, Jennifer's been my right hand from the day I walked in the door. So it's been great. It's been fun. And I've met a lot of people, and I've got a lot more people to go meet.
Yeah. You feel like you're a Buffalo resident now.
Yeah. You know, my wife and I bought a house. We've been in it for a little over 6 months. And we're definitely residents of Buffalo and members of the community. And we love living here, you know. It's really hard to get up every morning and look up there and see the bighorns.
I want to be up there.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's an awesome place to live. And you know, it's a great community, and we have a lot of great community leaders. And I've gotten to know a lot of them. Obviously, we've got a mayor going out and a new mayor coming in, and met with Shane a few times already. And I hate to see Mike go. So I've developed a lot of those relationships, our county commissioners and city councilmen and stuff. You know, I'd like to get to know some of them a little more as I move forward and things. But it's been an awesome year.
Now, looking back on the year, what are some of the highlights? Some things that you said you didn't know what you were doing in the beginning, but you had some great events over the past year. What were some of the highlights?
You know, obviously we can talk about Longmire a little later. Longmire was really great last year, and I think the community embraced it a little more than they
had. What's the estimated crowd you had last year for Longmire?
You know, the one estimate I've heard is, I think this is probably close to true, is somewhere between 7,000 and 8,000 people. If you look at 7,000 to 8,000 people that come to our community, and they each spend $500, that's $4 million into our economy. So that's always an important part. But talking with at least three different restaurants that set records, they had record days and stuff. So, and that's why you do the events. And we had a great Crazy Days. Oktoberfest was great this year. We had a lot of businesses say they were busy during Oktoberfest. So, you know, and that's why you do, like I said, that's why you do the events.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we've had a lot of good problems there, you know, if you will. And obviously we're always looking to improve those events as well moving forward into this year.
You know, one of the events that I couldn't attend because I think we were out of town, but that was the dueling pianos.
Fun pianos.
So how, what was that like? Was that something that you might want to do in the future?
Actually, April 27th, this year we're doing it again.
Yeah.
We've got them coming back. We had a lot of people heard about it afterwards. So, but, you know, we packed the gym.
It's because
we had it at Bomber Mountain, and it was packed. Everybody had a great time. I think people now have an idea of what it is. It's one of those things that's hard to explain because you think there's two guys playing a piano. The crowd involvement is what makes it fun. And they got to the end where they had all these requests, and they couldn't get to them all. And so they did a whole pieces of each
kind of medley of songs.
Thank you. You're a radio guy. So they did that at the end of it, and it was really cool. So, and we had a lot of people thank us for the event. And I think the other thing that was really great about it is we saw a lot of new faces, people we hadn't seen at other events. So, you know, people like different things. And so that's why you try to mix things up and come up with new things.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll look forward to that because again, that sounded like a lot of fun. I just couldn't attend. So April 27th.
Yeah. Okay. April 27th this year we're going to do it. And I'm really looking forward to it.
So some of the other things coming up this year, what do you got planned? What's the chamber got planned for this 2019?
Well, the first thing we've got coming up in March is our Small Business Expo, which was always good. Matter of fact, it's March 15th and 16th this year. Matter of fact, we'll start taking requests for vendors and people for booths and things as soon as next week. So
already,
if you're interested in that, get it in there before it gets filled up. But we're looking forward to having that again this year. Last year's was a real success again. And, you know, it's always a worrisome thing when you know, dates. You know, last year we had it. There was a big, huge event going on at Camplex, and a lot of people thought, you know, because of that going on in Gillette, ours might be down. But we had one of the best years we've ever had at it. So,
well, there's so many businesses here in that community that aren't brick-and-mortar stores.
Right.
But we'll have some great products, and this is an opportunity for them to highlight and to maybe gain customers.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the small, you know, like I said, fun pianos. We'll be doing Crazy Days again this year. Two other things, that it's not really events, but I think I'd like to brag about a little bit, is we've worked with the Hampton Inn, and we have Mountain States Lamb Co-op, I think, that's going to be coming here this season, sometime this summer, which will bring 75 people to our community for 4 days for their convention. And then also we have the Association of Conservation District in November, which Bill Novotny was helpful with. And it's going to be in November, but we're estimating somewhere between 175 to 180 people will be here for 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
So, you know, there's things that we're doing that we haven't done in the past, and partnering with some local businesses to help. And you know, it's really helpful when our county commissioners and politicians and stuff get involved and help us with that stuff too. And obviously we have been very supportive of the skilled nursing facility out that, you know, that appears like it might be coming to Buffalo. And I know there's been a lot of controversy over that and stuff too, but you know, the chamber, we've vowed to help fill those jobs if we get it, and help with those kind of things too. So it's not just events, it's getting involved in the community, and we've done that this year, I think, and we hope to get more involved with it this year too.
Well, you know, Mike Madden, our state representative, will be a state representative until tomorrow. He's a great proponent of small conventions, bringing it in, and that, you know, maybe at some point in time we ought to have a better venue to bring in more conventions and conferences and stuff like that. But you can't underestimate the value of those when you bring 75 or 175 people for 2 or 3 or 4 days, that they're going to eat at our restaurants, they're going to buy souvenirs, and they're going to stay in our hotels. That's a lot of money coming into Johnson County and Buffalo.
It is, and if you look at just looking at one of these here, you know, two of those nights, you know, they'll use a local caterer, and you know, you're looking at feeding 175 to 180 people. The other two nights, they're out in the community, going to all our different restaurants and things. So those things are huge for us from a business standpoint and from an economic development standpoint of bringing those folks in and stuff. So, you know, it's really an important piece of what we do. We also partner with the BDA and JOCO, trying to, you know, bring those things in. John's worked really hard trying to come up with a lot of new things for downtown. We have a great downtown, and, you know, that's part of the reason that, you know, we sell Buffalo. That's how we do it from a tourism standpoint as well. So, you know, getting those people here, and you know, when you travel, you're on an expense account. And
I am?
Yeah. Well, you and I. Those people, when they come here, they spend money,
right?
So, and they do those kind of things. So it is important that we, you know, chase those kind of things to bring to our community, conventions and other smaller events and things that people have. There's a lot of events that take place that aren't open to the public, but they still bring a lot of people in. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at trying to do those things, and partnering with our local hotels and people to bring those things here.
Before we talk in Longmark, because just those new dates have just been announced a week or so ago. But you know, when we first talked, I remember sitting here with Dave Simonson.
Mm-hmm.
And John hadn't joined us yet, John yeah. Cordonier, with BDA, but there was, you know, how can these three organizations, JOCO First, the Chamber, BDA, there was a call for more cooperation and coordination, everything mm-hmm. like that. A year into this, a little bit more than a year into this, how's it working? How's the cooperation between the three?
Well, I will say this. John and I have developed a really great relationship from the BDA, and we work on things together, which, you know, some people get nervous about. I think some people haven't quite grasped the idea that that's what we're doing. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's, you know, sometimes change takes a little time. But John and I have worked on it, and we're kind of interested to see what happens to JOCO, obviously. You know, I've talked with Claudia here over at Bomber Mountain a couple of times here in the last few weeks, and looking at some different things that we can do to help her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can we do to help her as a partner with the chamber? You know, and I think, you know, the one thing that's changed is the three organizations. What we're focused on is what's best for Johnson County. Not just Buffalo, Johnson County, KC. You know, Chris Ledoux Days brings a lot of people, and it puts people in our hotels here in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a fun event, too.
Yeah, it is. You know, so how can we help that event grow, and what other events can we do down in KC and in other areas of Johnson County, and what kind of events can we bring in that embraces, you know, what Johnson County's all about and the history that we have here. You know, they're getting ready to make some changes down at the cantina to the restaurant.
I've heard that.
Yeah. You know, and all that started with a phone call to the chamber, and then John from BDA has been involved with it and working on a lot of different things with Mark down there. So, you know, it's a team effort. And I think people need to understand that that's what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to do. And that wasn't always the case, you know. But we don't live in the past. We live in the future. And so we're moving forward with our partnership and working together and seeing what we can do to help each other.
Well, that's what the community was wanting and asking yeah. for was better communication. It sounds like that you're on the right track with that.
It is, and I think people need to get over the idea that we're in competition with each other. There are things that we cross over on, and you know, we sit down and we discuss those things as a group, you know, and as organizations, where that wasn't happening before. And I think, you know, as long as we're headed in the right direction and you know, we know what their mission is, we know what our mission is, and we have different missions and visions, but in the end, it all revolves around trying to make Johnson County a better place and bringing more money and revenue into Johnson County.
Right. You know, and we haven't touched on Longmire yet, and we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Mark Smith, the CEO for the Chamber of Commerce, and when we come back, we'll dive into those new dates that were announced for 2019
sure.
for Longmire Days. But first, take a quick break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's 8:24. We're back talking to Mark Smith with the Chamber, and Mark, you know, we've kind of talked about some of the things that are planned for this year, and the cooperation between you and the Buffalo Downtown Association and JOCO First. But you know, probably the big story in this first part of the year is the announcement of the Longmire Days returning. July 18th through the 21st?
Correct, yeah.
That's 4 days. Wasn't always just three, but it's
well,
not four?
Well, there's some things that go on Thursday evening.
Yeah.
So we included that in the date. So,
okay.
You know.
Kind of the volunteers get a chance to...
It is. I'll put it this way. The actors will all be here by the 18th.
Okay.
And we have a huge meeting with all the volunteers, you know. We couldn't do Longmire Days without our volunteers, and the majority of those volunteers come from out of town, so we have a meeting with them, and then we have a VIP evening with all our sponsors and everybody that helps us do Longmire with the actors on Thursday evening. So, and then Friday morning it kicks off.
You know, the support and the popularity of a TV show 2 years after it ended is a very unique situation.
Well, it is, and I think you need to understand that people watch TV differently nowadays, especially millennials, if you will.
Yeah.
Although you don't get a lot of millennials here for Longmire days. What people do is streaming, you know. You can sit down and watch three seasons of a show on Netflix, Hulu, and others. And so people constantly follow TV shows differently now. So even though you've had a lot of people that aren't watching it, there's a lot of people out there that are watching Longmire last year and this year for the first time.
Yeah.
Because they'd never watched
they
it before.
They found it.
They got Netflix. So now they're watching Longmire Days. So it builds up. I mean, our phone, when we announced the dates, literally, you know, people were getting busy signals because all three of our lines just were busy for 3 hours solid.
Yeah.
And the
motels start filling up fast.
The motels filled up that day, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'll have close to 3,000 tickets sold already. So it's a big event. I know a lot of the local people aren't always fond of Longmire Days, you know.
Start heading to the mountains and other places sometimes.
They do, yeah, you know, and that's okay. We understand that, you know. I think it's an economic piece to it. We hate that. You know, the way it's set up for us to schedule it, I think a lot of people think we're just being jerks about it, and we're not. Those were the two dates. We had that Robert Taylor and Craig could be here, Johnson, for Longmire Days. And they're the two Walts.
Yeah.
And without those two, we don't have Longmire Days. So it brings in, I've heard anywhere from $2 to $5 million in economic revenue each year. The tax dollars were down a little bit this year compared to years past, but it appeared attendance was up. We had a lot of people thank us for the way we ran it last year, putting in the tickets and things. We didn't have the chamber backed up for the first day for the whole entire day, people trying to get in to get tickets to events and things. So we've made a lot of changes to the event to try to make it smoother. The biggest problem that we have is how it's scheduled. Robert Taylor signed a contract. He's on a year contract. He had to ask permission to get off this year during filming. So our dates for that were, you know, looking at two weekends. The only weekend that Craig and Robert had available was that weekend. Now, the music festival was always held the second weekend in July. They moved their date to the third one because of a festival in Colorado and Montana, I guess. And so it's hard to find dates, especially during the summer months. And believe me, if we could have had it in June or August again, we would have. And we pushed really hard to try and get them to do that. And they tried to find some dates in there that everybody could be here. But it's a sad thing for us. I hate that they canceled it. And I wish they would have tried to work with us a little more. We offered to do that. And, I'm sure they don't they disagree with that statement for me. But, yeah. You know, we offered to send actors out there and do a lot of things. I looked at the numbers because they count cars out there. One of the highest number of years that they had cars out there was during a Longmire year. So, you know, I mean, we could help and work with those things, but they felt that it caused too much of a disruption with their events. So.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't go away. And I know that camp is very important to people.
Sure.
So,
and you know, I think that growing young musicians, you know, I've got a couple of young girls coming in next week that got their start
right.
Playing together at the Bluegrass Camp for Kids. And so that's an important piece. And so we want to hopefully that doesn't go away. I'd like to see the Bighorn Mountain Festival come back to Buffalo in some form or another, maybe Lynn Young.
On that, you know, the other thing is to sit down with Craig and Judy and the actors and tell them that we're not going to do Longmire Days. And I don't think that's I don't think there's a lot of people want to see that happen either. So, you know, it becomes the lesser of two evils. And, you know, I can tell you that there would be a lot of businesses that wouldn't be happy about that.
Sure.
We also have a lot of businesses that are going to do good no matter what. You know, and I think if you sat down with the Todds at Sports Lure, for instance, their July is going to be good whether we have Longmire days or not.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, and I think they saw a little bit of a boost when we had it in August last year. And if there was any way that we could push that back to August again, we'd do that. You know, you got Fair and Rodeo in there. And, you know, all these dates, you know, you can't have
it. Got the Sheridan Rodeo just 30 miles up the road.
People don't want us to have it during that. So, you know, I don't know how you...
You know, Mark, it's just a good problem to have. You know, we're doing these events, bringing people to our communities, Johnson County and Sheridan County area, with these events and bringing money into our communities.
Right.
And to argue, how do we fit all these events in? That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Right. With some folks over in Sturgis here about a month ago, and you know, and you would think everybody over there would love the rally.
Not the no.
And part of the reason for shortage of homes is a lot of people buy a home over there and they rent it out during the summer and during the rally, and it pretty much pays for their home over there, but they don't even live there.
Yeah.
And so people moving there, businesses coming in, it makes it tough because they don't have homes for sale over there. You know, our real estate market, you know, is very volatile, mm-hmm. from the standpoint of how many homes we always have for sale here. Every year after Longmire, we'll have, you know, last year we know of at least three people that have moved here or are in the process of trying to move here because they love Buffalo so much.
Yeah.
We had a ton of people that were here during Christmas time this year. They came Christmas time in Buffalo to see our new decorations that the chamber got put up this year and that we got through the 1% money. So, you know, it's not just those 4 days. There's a lot of people that come back here because they've been here for Longmire days, and they come back and want to see it when Longmire's not going on.
Yeah. I've talked to a number of people that have moved here, become friends, mm-hmm. our friends, because they came here, they liked it,
yeah.
and then they go back and home and figure out, okay, how can I make this work? How can I make, I can move to Buffalo and live there? And it bodes well for the people that live here. You
yeah.
know, you can move next to the mountains, but is that enough? No, I don't think so. I think it's the quality of our community, which is human resources.
Well, and you know, it's funny, when you talk to people from out of town, and we forget this living here, they'll tell you how friendly Buffalo is.
Yeah.
And we see and hear that a lot at the Chamber. I mean, we run two visitor centers, you know. We're doing everything we can right now to keep both of them open during the summer months, you know, and everything always comes down to dollars. So if we lose an event where we have a lot of tax dollars coming in, that's going to affect... on down the line, you know, it affects tax dollars. So, and I don't know about you, but I'd rather have other people pay that tax than us.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that lot of tax is coming in, and you know, I told Mike Madden the other day, you know, when I go travel somewhere, I don't decide not to spend a tax on that. I'm going there for a reason, and I'm gonna pay it. So I think it brings money in, and it doesn't necessarily deter anyone from coming here.
Well, you know, you look at the fact that almost, I think it was close to almost 80% of the people that voted for it.
Yeah.
So that, I think they understand that. I think we have some smart voters here. I can tell you that there's other communities that wouldn't have voted in the extra penny tax, you know, that they're going to use for roads and stuff. You know, people want to keep our community nice. People want to see, I don't think people want to see us become, you know, another Sheridan. I don't think we're looking for that kind of growth. You know, we have a tech park out here, you know, and I think, you know, people are going to start looking at us to bring in some really, good businesses, you know, here down the road in a year or two, you know. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't, that's always one of those controversial things, but, you know, unless you have the infrastructure there, people aren't going to come here. So, and that's always a slippery slope with some folks, you know, but there's a lot of great things going on in Johnson County. And, you know, I know talking last time I was down in KC, which before it started snowing, they felt like they'd seen an uptick in tourism this year. You know, we had a lot of people staying here later, an extra day this year. And a lot of people came here this year because they wanted to take a tour of the wool mill.
Yeah.
You know, we always have people come for the Occidental and downtown.
And they're starting to come early. They hear the about the Occidental Jam. Let's go Thursday so we can go to the Occidental Jam.
They do. So. And, you know, I mean, I hear people all the time complain to us they can't get a seat there because they can't get off work in time to get down there to get a seat. So. But no, getting back to the Longmire days, you know, we feel very bad about, you know, and we will do everything in our power to try to work with them to get dates so that we can do it. You know, we didn't schedule it on purpose. We weren't trying to, you know, hurt their event, you know, or in any way, shape, or form. We realize the importance of the event, and, you know, we hope it doesn't go away, and we'll do whatever we can to help
make sure it returns. Bottom line, it takes the two waltz to make it happen. And
for Longmire Days, it does, And, you know, their schedule, they pretty much set the dates when they can be here. So, and, you know, it's, for lack of a better way of wording, it's kind of out of our hands.
Now, we just got about a minute left, Mark, and let's talk about the first event coming up. And you said middle March, March 15th, I think?
March 15th and 16th.
Okay, that's the Small Business Expo. And so there's you can register now, your business and everything. Yeah. So what's the phone number? What should, how should
5544 or email us at info@buffalowyo.com, and Lori, Jennifer, I, one of us will, you know, get back to you. If you have a small business here in town, especially if you have a home-based business, this is the perfect event for you. Come out, get a booth, get out and meet some people. You know, last year we had really good traffic throughout the event, and we expect that again this year. So we're looking for it to grow again this year.
Okay. Well, small business coming up March 15th and 16th. Mark Smith been our guest, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. Mark, always good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
And
welcome home.
We'll talk on a regular basis now.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
We'll be right back.